Welcome to HubSpot TV with your hosts, Mike Volpe and Karen Rubin, discussing the latest in inbound marketing trends and filmed live every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on location in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Folks, welcome to HubSpot TV. It's March 25th, 2011, and we're coming to you live from Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'm Karen Rubin, and if I had any talent at all, I would have wrapped that intro.
I'm Mike Volpe. I am equally untalented in things lyrical and musical, but we are joined this week by someone who has those talents, who is the SEO rapper, also known as Chuck.
Oh, yeah, welcome.
Pack a big crowd.
For those of you watching live or in the recording, the hashtag is HubSpot TV. We monitor those tweets. If you happen to be tweeting during the show, you may get incorporated into the show. If you have questions for the SEO rapper, I encourage you to ask those now so we can get to them later in the show.
If you send me a rap, there's a fair chance I'll try and do it live. Let's just put that out there. If you send me some lyrics, I'll try it.
Please don't. So I think what's interesting is, we've had a rap star on the show before.
We have.
We've had MC Hammer has been on the show.
MC Hammer was on the show.
And we've had SEO experts Rand Fishkin has been on the show.
He has.
All right. But we have not had a rapping SEO expert.
So this is like the epitome of all things inbound marketing.
Exactly.
It actually is.
So moving on to our, I think we skipped the other stuff in the intro, it's fine.
We have a bunch
of stuff we normally do.
Lots of exciting things.
If you love the show, please 5-star review on iTunes. You can watch all the old ones on iTunes.
Anyone's welcome
to come by Friday. We have a whole bunch of students here from Boston College, from BC, in the house.
Boston College.
You didn't insult them. Good job.
I know. Unlike Karen, I know the difference between BC and BU.
Boo.
No, there is a difference. They're both equally good. They're like children. You love them both, you know. All those kinds of things. Yeah.
Like children?
Well, like if you have two kids, you love them both equally. There's no favorites.
I bet you those people out there do not love BU as much as they love BC.
Because
when I asked them if they were from BU, they all turned three shades of green.
Yes, I know. But there's people who work here, like on my team, who went to BU,
so I can't say bad things about BU.
Because I hired them. So, yeah.
All right, excellent.
So, in any event.
Do you want to start?
No, I don't. Right, you should get going.
So, Chuck, you are an inbound marketing specialist at eWebStyle, right?
Yes, I am.
But you're more famously known for being the SEO rapper.
That's correct.
Tell us your story of how you got started as the SEO rapper is fabulous. Tell us about that meeting, that first day that you were so exhausted. You tell the story so much better than I do.
All right. Well, short story is I was at an internal conference with the company I was working with, Internet Marketing Agency, and me and my partner, Brad, we were assigned the topic of link building. And we watched probably 4 or 5, I'll say boring, PowerPoint slides about, you know, SEO and PPC and this and that. And I told Brad, I said, man, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to write a rap about link building that'll kind of liven the place up. And I was kind of joking until he challenged me and said, man, Chuck, you can't do that.
Oh.
I've been rapping since 6th grade, right? And so I scribbled out probably 12, 15 bars, looked on my laptop, had some instrumentals I hadn't used before. Loaded it up, and we did it. The vice president at the time recorded it. He said, you know, Chuck, dude named Kelsey Ruger. Kelsey said, you know, Chuck, you should probably YouTube it. All right, well, let's go. YouTube it, Vimeo, we put it everywhere. And it spread like wildfire. It snowballed. Before you know it, I was getting requests to do PPC and social media, and which is actually easy to do because it was my day job. Like, I do this every day. And so it wasn't like it took a ton of research to make it happen. It was like, okay, just be creative. And so I did it.
That's awesome. And I'm going to ask another question, sorry. One of your raps is called Design Coding, and it has almost 800,000 views on YouTube. When you created that, did you have any idea it was going to blow up that big?
Not as big as it did. I mean, to be honest, Design Coding by far is the most popular one. But that one was the 4th one, and this was in 2008, right before SES New York, and one of the organizers called, and he was like, yo, Chuck, you got to debut Design Coding up here. And so we did that on a Friday. I went back to the hotel and uploaded it, because he didn't want me to post it until we did it live there.
All right.
And so then the Saturday, I uploaded it. Sunday was at like 10,000 views. Yeah. By the time we got back to Houston on that following week, It was at 100,000.
It's unbelievable.
And so that one was the one that kind of set everything in motion.
It's incredible.
Yeah, really cool. All right, so I guess maybe the question I would like to ask is, if you could collaborate with any famous rapper, who would you pick? Who would you want to work with?
Any famous rapper?
Yeah, or no, how about any rapper?
You'd want to collaborate with me more than anything in the world, because my rap skills, they're unparalleled. Right. However.
In the universe of Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously,
I listen to hip hop, man. I've been listening to rap for so long.
Right.
I like artists like, you know, everybody from UGK on up to Jay-Z or, you know, Ice Cube or whatnot. If I had to pick an artist to collab with right now, I'd probably say Drake. He's hot right now.
Okay.
And I think he has a kind of flow that we could play off each other. You know, I like to collaborate with Ribcore.
For somebody, I mean, because she is basically the best marketing hook singer, I think, that we know, right? Yeah. It's like you're SEO plus rap, she's marketing plus singing. So, yeah. I like it. I don't know. Maybe somebody should do something about that. now, okay, you've got a rap battle coming up later this month, too. We talked about this. There's some guy.
Exactly.
He's a guy.
Dude, Aaron Goldman, the lyrical G is what he calls himself. And so he approached me on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
I declined. He approached me on Twitter. I declined. He sends me a direct message. I still declined. Yeah. Sends me a Facebook message. I'm like, dude, leave me alone. And so then he posts a YouTube video. And he's kind of got his hat to the back, and he got his big gold chain on, and he's rapping, sounding like Digital Underground, Humpty Hump, you know, right? And he
mixed with PPC.
Mixed with a sprinkle of Lame, you know.
Wow.
I like that.
And so, but anyway, he's calling me out on the video. So I talked to some marketing friends. They were like, Chuck, man, don't respond. All my industry friends was like, Chuck, get him. And so I did some Facebook polls, some Twitter polls, and I said, okay, I'm going in. So I responded. He responded. I responded again. And so apparently he is on the board to organize a conference in Florida called SIS. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to do a live battle there. That's May 4th through the 7th. And so I'm just going to, I told him on the phone, I'm going to kill him in front of his colleagues.
Oh. Now, you've seen him rap on YouTube,
yeah.
And we were laughing at it. And you heard me rap just before the show.
Yeah.
Now, who would win in a rap battle between me and him?
Oh, MC Karen, you got him.
Yeah!
Yeah, you got him. You got him.
Clearly, Repcore needs to work on a rap for me.
Maybe we'll have to do that.
I think we got some questions.
We have all kinds of stuff coming out of Twitter. It's crazy. So, first of all, I am apparently being made fun of a lot this week because Sam Corin says, holy crap, M. Volpe needs a haircut more than I do. Fine, message received. I will see what I can do about that.
But then even worse is
Posit Retail says, Chuck, drop a flow about M. Volpe wearing the ugliest shirt ever on TV. Which I will just say that my wife is watching the show and she bought me this shirt. So
awesome.
It's all her fault, apparently.
No, if I get made fun of for that. Shout out to the wifey.
Yeah, I think it's a good shirt. I don't know. So, and then there's a bunch of other stuff. So people are just really excited that you're here.
Oh.
But then Steve M. Wade, who is one of our longtime viewers, watches every single week, very, very dedicated, says,
Steve,
I want to hear Chuck do the PageRank live.
Do the PageRank rap.
Well, but I don't, you know. Well, because you have both the dance.
Yeah, the PageRank is a dance and it's a song.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so.
Why don't you think about that?
Yeah.
And maybe we'll come back to that
at the end of the show.
We could end it with that way. All right.
Anyone else?
And then, no raps for me? Yeah, no. It's a good idea from Shaxson. Don't worry. We're working on some stuff like that. Awesome. You want to jump into the headlines?
Yes.
So headlines.
The first headline is Yahoo's still in the game. Remember Yahoo, that company we all thought was dead like a year and a half ago? Making a comeback. All because Josh Payne still uses their email.
Wow. Really?
Wow. Wow.
In any case,
yeah, you shouldn't tell nobody.
I don't even know where he is. There's so many.
I mean,
many
I know
here.
We don't hire people that use AOL email addresses. But I thought Yahoo
was
like
close second.
Yeah, yeah, like, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
It's almost too
I've
much
actually
information.
Been making fun of him since before he started here about that. So, but in any case, Yahoo announced a new improvement to their search called the Yahoo Search Direct. And it doesn't show you new information. It highlights the top results and instant answers. So it's a little bit like Google Instant and a little bit like some other things. But in reality, what they're trying to do is you type in your search result and without even having your search query, without even getting your results in, they start to show you information that would be interesting to you.
And even before you start to type anything, it's starting to show you like the hottest searches of the day, like top topics, things like that. It's kind of, I don't know.
What'd you think about it?
I think that it's a subpar attempt to stay in the game. I mean, just to be honest, you know, I think it's necessary. You know, improve search. Everyone's looking for the fastest search as fast as possible. But at this stage, I'll probably still use Google first and then Bing.
Yeah.
I was surprised because it doesn't. Yahoo's search backed by Bing.
Yes.
Yeah. And
that's
I thought Yahoo
reason.
Had like fired their entire search team because they're just doing with Bing. So why are they like bothering to innovate here? Aren't they just haven't they given up?
Maybe
I
it's
think
an opportunity
it's beta testing.
Yeah,
I think
I agree.
They're beta
for
testing
Bing.
On Yahoo and then they use it on
that's
Bing.
A Bing. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. I think that might be a big part of it. I played with it a little bit and I didn't find that the feature had been really built out for a lot of searches.
Yeah.
I started looking for like things like in Boston, whatever. And when I first started typing the word Boston, it started showing this whole thing about the Boston Celtics. And while, like, that's cool, I don't understand how they went from Boston to Boston Celtics. I would think, why wouldn't you start to show me things about the city or other things? It kind of
well,
it went in some interesting directions for me.
If it's
I didn't feel like the results
Boston.
Were that good.
Because right now the Celtics are hot, and if you were at home and you typed in Boston, it might have shown you information about traveling to Boston.
Maybe.
But if you're here, and if it was showing you information about traveling, that might you'd probably complain about that too.
Red Sox, I don't know.
Just
yeah.
can't keep you happy.
I don't know. Opening day's coming up. Why wouldn't I want to learn about
but
the Red
Celtics,
Sox? Why?
Like, someone tell me if I'm wrong. Aren't the Celtics doing really well right now? No?
Since we've lost the
Memphis. Quiet. I guess we've got a bunch of marketers in the house.
Yeah.
like,
I'm not sure. Can I build links on that site? I don't know.
The Celtics don't help me with my SEO.
Exactly.
Anyway.
So what's the marketing takeaway here, Karen?
The marketing takeaway here is don't ignore the secondary search engines in your SEO strategy. You can't only focus on Google.
Yeah, I would agree to that. Don't ignore Yahoo, Bing. I obviously optimize for Google, but, you know, those other search engines do bring value.
There you go. All right. Next up, we've got Facebook going real time. So they're launching, I think they're testing now a new feature where real-time delivery of ads. So you can post ads on Facebook, and you can do it on cost per click, which is good because you're paying for performance, which is great. But you typically, the ads take kind of a while, like hours to kind of go up. And so when you're targeting people by their interest, if they indicate a new interest, like they post a status update, like, oh, it's really cold out and I'm really looking forward to having some soup. If you were Campbell's, you'd want to show an ad to that person right that second where there's no technology to do that. Now what they're testing is the ability to like instantly, like that page view, you're like, oh, there's an ad for soup and I just posted about soup. A little creepy maybe.
Yeah. Soup's probably the wrong example because if I'm sitting on Facebook and I want soup and
I'm
I see
going
an
to the
ad,
kitchen. Yeah.
like
yeah.
I'm going to the kitchen, I'm not buying Campbell's online.
Yeah.
So, but okay, yes, I get the point.
But different, you know, posting something about a car and then have a car ad show up or you know things you might be researching online, asking your friends a question about you know something.
Whatever. I think it's probably something similar to Google Instant, right? Probably the same technology where you know as you begin your search query, then you know something will generate.
Mm-hmm.
Ads related to what you were just typing. May work, may not work. I kind of trained my eyes to not look at Facebook ads, so.
I think a lot of people have.
Yeah.
Christian singles, right?
Yeah.
It's funny, I always get these girls in bikinis dancing.
Yeah.
I don't know why you get
that. I don't know either.
It's not very good targeting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I have no idea why I get it. Chuck told me before the show, if you say something funny, I will laugh. This is brilliant. Chuck, you're like amazing for my self-esteem. That's what we need more of. So wait, when we mentioned that we were going to talk about the story earlier, you're kind of like, was it because you never look at the Facebook ads?
Well, not just Facebook ads, banner ads, AdSense ads, all of that. I've installed an app in my head that blocks ads, and which backfires at times because I do advertising, right? And so I need to see ads every now and then. But ads don't work for me. I think.
Well, the click-through rates are so low.
Yeah.
So low.
Click-through rates are low, and they charge per impression. I think that's stealing.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, because it's not actually making any impression on you. And I think that's actually true for a lot of people out there. I know I'm the same way. And I bet a lot of the younger generations, we've grown up with the ads. We've grown up ignoring the ads. So old people
younger,
like you.
I was going to say younger generations, younger than you.
I was going to say old people like you.
Right.
You
wow.
like you get blinded by the little, the that's shiny right. things on the side.
I see the hit the monkey with a hammer, and I just slam all over it.
Yeah. Exactly. Mad at me. That was like a death look I just got.
Yeah. You called him old.
You don't have a cat, but when a cat's mad at you, their ears like go flat back and they look at you with this awful look. You just gave me the death cat look.
Oh no. You called him old and you called his shirt bad.
I didn't say his shirt was bad. I said I wasn't commenting on it.
Okay.
No one can question me on fashion. I don't play that game. So anyway, what's the marketing takeaway here, Mike?
So I think the marketing takeaway here is that real time is important, and if you need to be responsive to your customers. So one way to do it is through ads. But if someone sends you a tweet or an email or things like that, get back to people quickly. People love that fast response. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I totally agree.
What's up next, Karen?
So this is watching. No, we didn't do that story.
That's a story you will not be hearing about. So,
this is about Google Discussions and SEO. And this is an article from SEO Moz. Google Discussions, I don't know if that came out recently. I was trying to figure it out. It sounded like it was semi-recent. But what it is it's a way in Google where, like, you can just search images or video in Google. You can also just search discussions that are going on online, so forums and places where people are having conversations. And what Rand talked about with some different ways where you could use this in order to get some competitive advantages, to get information about your industry, using your keywords to just find these incredibly rich conversations that are going on and then getting involved. Have you used Google Discussions at all?
I dabbled with it, but I don't see value there in regards to marketing per se, but I think from a research perspective, when you're usually searching forums and different places like that, Google Discussions eliminates all of those other results that don't help you, you know, and you can go right to what you're looking for. And so I use it in that fashion. I haven't tried to use it for gaining links or anything.
So have you found discussions forums to be useful in terms of link building, or you feel like you're better off spending your time elsewhere?
Elsewhere, right now.
Yeah. Okay. Because the links aren't, not a lot of juice being passed, or just
I haven't really, you know, tried to gain link popularity from there.
Yeah,
I've only used it for research.
Right,
and so
there
may be value in using it for link building or you know, building brand awareness or something.
But you clearly feel like it's you're better off spending your time elsewhere because you are spending your time elsewhere at other types of link building.
I'd rather create some, you know, content.
Create content that people care about and want to link to, right?
Exactly.
Like, I don't know, like SEO rap videos, maybe. Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Got it.
We didn't actually, all right.
What?
So I just realized that you are absolutely famous in HubSpot and the HubSpot world, but again, my good friend Josh Payne earlier, he didn't know who you were yesterday, and when we told him to check out
Shame on Josh. Who is Josh?
This is Samuels.
He's Josh. Oh, Josh.
This becomes great.
He whiffed out with punch him in the face. It'd be a good punch.
You gotta love Josh Payne. But what's fabulous about this is when someone's like, go check out the SEO rapper, he said he was expecting someone like Hartley, you know, a scrawny little kid pretending he could rap.
People thought that the SEO rapper was some figment of my imagination.
Right. So when he actually went and saw your videos, he was like, this dude's legit. He was really impressed.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Yeah, now you're no more punches. You're awesome.
No more punches. You're not going to get beat up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting beat up. Fair enough. But we didn't actually.
Well, he's Yahoo guy.
Yes. Oh, he has the Yahoo email address. He's the one.
Now we're back to the punch in the face again.
Yeah,
I love you, Josh Payne.
I mean, most of us are running Google Apps on our own domain for our own email address, but he's back
he's
on
Yahoo.
He's
got that, too. He just, it's a complicated story, all right? Yahoo makes it very hard to get off their email.
Well, I'll give you this. If you're using, you know, you playing Yahoo Fantasy Football, then you can use your Yahoo, you know. That's the only reason I have mine.
All right. That's,
okay,
that's true.
Cool.
That's true.
What do we got on Twitter,
There's
Mike?
All kinds of stuff on Twitter. So, Yeah, so Inbound Sales, who by I was giving a lot of praise to last week because he was tweeting a lot about the show and got lots of retweets about the show, but now he's making fun of me and says, I think if I had hair like M. Volpe, I would have a Yahoo email account. Interesting. Yeah. I do not have a Yahoo email account. Not that I've used since 1999. Wow. I don't know who that is. I don't know what that's talking about. This is like interesting. So Steve M. Wade is saying, Chuck, I've considered changing my Facebook status to married to keep those Christian girls ads away. Even though I guess he's not married or whatever, he's gonna like fake his status, like the ads go away. Who knows? Maybe the ads still show up. Maybe then you get the ads like Karen.
So there's also one. There's one from at Sam Corin wanting to know what your thoughts are on the JCPenney fiasco.
I think JCPenney knew what they were doing, but since it was a third party, that was their scapegoat.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, come on, you do this right before the holiday season, and you know. They knew, and, you know, they didn't do it themselves, per se, and so they'll get a slap on the wrist, and 6 months from now, we'll see their ads again.
It still hurt their search rankings pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they got banned.
Like,
that was the detrimental blow they took, you know, but it happened after peak season, so I'm pretty sure they still cashed out.
They still felt like they were doing all right with it.
Yeah, I would, here's the thing. Don't try to cheat Google because they are way smarter than you are. They're gonna figure it out.
Eventually. Just,
they're going to figure it out eventually.
It's true.
Exactly. Totally true. Anyway, yeah. People are saying thanks for making SEO fun. So, like, that's cool.
Appreciate it.
Lots of people saying some awesome stuff here. Cool.
All right. So, Chuck.
We need a marketing takeaway from this one. Did we talk about that? No. Marketing takeaway from the whole Google Discussions thing is get crafty with your link building. And, you know, you gotta get crafty with link building. It's additional content. There might be some other things you can try. Cool.
So,
marketing tip of the week.
Master SEO rapper.
I would say marketing tip would be original, right? You know, you don't have to follow the same path everyone takes to try to get the same results, because usually you won't. But do something original, come up with something original, and look to get better results.
Yeah, I think, great, good stuff.
Like rapping about SEO.
So I think it's really important. We talk a lot that there's a quote from Seth Godin that says, if you're waiting for the case study in your industry, it's going to be too late.
Yeah.
So you want to be the first one, not like you know, the third or the fourth
study,
one, right? Exactly, and then being original is a key part of that. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Cool.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us. But what are you planning to do this weekend?
This weekend? Well, we got a surprise tomorrow. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to put that out or not, but we're working on some inbound marketing stuff. I'm going to try to go see Boston, and experience what's going on out here in Deantown before I go home.
It's good stuff. It's your first time here, right?
First time out
here. Yeah, it's an exciting city. Cool. Hopefully the weather will stay nicely. What about you?
I've got actually a super boring weekend. I have a lot of... We have a baby coming, so I have some home improvement like construction projects that I need to work on. There's something in the bathroom that apparently I need to take care of in terms of whatever. Apparently, I'm also getting a haircut and buying a new shirt. So, yeah.
I've got you both beat.
What are you doing?
I fly to the Bahamas tomorrow. I'm spending the next 4 days in the sun. Yeah, so I'm not going to, you know, be thinking about HubSpot TV at all, but I hope y'all enjoy your week. Actually, it's probably true. Last vacation I went on, I was brainstorming ideas for HubSpot TV. Dork! Have a great weekend, folks. Thanks for joining us.